Facing critics, Amazon now wants you to take a tour of their fulfillment centers. It's the Business News headlines for Thursday, the 25th day of July. Thanks, as always, for coming by for a listen. Nissan is said to cut over 12,000 jobs, and we'll tell you why. But that's not the only automaker in trouble. Finally, we'll tell you what J.D. Power says is the least appealing car brand in the United States. We've got a pricing story about streaming TV and new data on housing. Plus, a conversation with Steve Roque Knight of the Poor People's Campaign that held a rally at the Iowa State House. But first, the Business News headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, is made possible through the support of the HR professionals at Oasis, a paychecks company at oasisahr.com. Taro International, a company that trains business leaders to be more successful. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro, T-E-R-O.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, with members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, ntpda.com, and AARP, where they work to provide leadership in a host of issues from healthcare to creating more livable communities. Learn more at aarpiowa.org. The Business News is next.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to the Thursday edition of the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through to hear these business news headlines. You want to reach out to us on Twitter, you can do that. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Me personally, you can find me at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, facing withering criticism on how stressful working is at an Amazon fulfillment center, Amazon.com has gone on the offensive. The company is now inviting the public to come see for yourself what it's like inside. Amazon has posted 23 locations in the United States where you can go and take a tour. So the company says you can see the magic of getting your stuff in record time. You can find information at aboutamazon.com or follow hashtag AmazonFCTOURS. That's AmazonFCTours with a hashtag. Nissan is cutting 10% of its workforce in an effort to stop its bleeding profit margins. The cuts announced this morning follows a collapse in Nissan's quarterly profit, highlighting how a crisis brought on by sluggish sales and rising costs has impacted the automaker. Now, several factors are in play. First of all, China's slowing economy, further depressed by a trade war with the United States, has hit demand, and American consumer confidence has also faltered. Other factors have impacted automakers globally. Tougher emission regulations have taken a toll on diesel car sales in Europe, and an increase in electric vehicle sales and ride sharing has worsened a drop in sales at the world's biggest car makers. Ford Motor Company, the second largest U.S. automaker, is also cutting 12,000 jobs and closing plants. Years of heavy discounting and fleet sales, particularly in the United States, has left Nissan with a cheapened brand image and low vehicle resale values, which also hit profits. Nissan's first quarter operating profit plunged, get this, 98.5% to $14.8 million. It's the worst performance since a loss in the first quarter of 2008. Ouch. Speaking of automakers, shares of the Ford Motor Company fell by nearly 7% today after the company reported weaker than anticipated earnings. The company also said earnings per share for 2019 would be between $1.20 and $1.35 a share. Analysts had expected $1.40. Investors are also unimpressed with Ford's performance in China. That's an area where it struggled in the past, and they're seeing few signs that the company's transformation is paying off. Ford slumped in China. That's a key region for all global automakers. In the first half of the year, Ford's sales in China slid by 27%, and that is much more than the broader market's decline during a downturn in the nation's car market. Deliveries to the region plummeted by 32% during the second quarter, and the company's market share slid further in the largest car market in the world. We're talking about China. While the company has trimmed losses this quarter, it still lost $155 million before interest and taxes. Still, Ford maintains it will see an improvement in operating income this year, expecting between $7 and $7.5 billion. And there are signs of progress for the company. One bright spot in China was sales of Ford's Lincoln luxury brand. And one more car story for you. Tesla is selling more cars but still losing money. The electric car company announced a loss of $408 million in the second quarter, but that's better than the $703 million loss in the first quarter of this year, and better than the $743 million loss in the second quarter of last year. All of this is the company delivered a record 95,200 cars in the second quarter. It's on the strength of its Model 3 compact sedan. Although it sold more cars this time, Tesla's revenue was lower at $5.3 billion compared with $6.3 billion in the fourth quarter of last year. Why? Well, that's because Model 3s carry a lower price and profit margin than the older Model S and X vehicles, and Tesla has cut prices of all of its models. And pricing is going to remain under pressure as federal subsidies run out for Tesla buyers. Starting July 1st, the federal tax credit for Tesla fell to $1,875 from $3,750. All right, we couldn't resist. One final car story for you, and it has to do with public appeal of various brands. J.D. Power has just released its 2019 Automotive Performance Report. Now, this study has been done for 24 years. This year, the study looked at 69,000 purchases and leases made between February and May of this year. The respondents were surveyed 90 days after they had taken delivery of their cars. Of the 32 brands considered, Mitsubishi finished dead last. It fell way behind the next worst brand, which was Buick. J.D. Power rated 77 attributes of new cars. The highest score a car could get was 1,000 points. The survey was split between luxury cars and mass market cars. Now, luxury cars did dominate the top end of the list. Porsche was first with a score of 891, well above the two brands that tied for second with scores of 868. That would be BMW and Genesis. Mitsubishi? Well, Mitsubishi scored 773 points. Buick scored 800 points, and Subaru was the third most disliked brand at 807 points. The top mass market vehicle was the Ram truck at 851 points. Next in line was Dodge at 848. All right, that's enough car talk, right? Let's talk about something else you might be interested in, and that's streaming TV. It seems that what you're paying for TV streaming seems to be a good deal. Netflix has apparently done a good job of training people to expect to pay only rock-bottom prices for streaming video. A new poll finds that most people think the streaming services that they pay for, from Hulu to Netflix, Amazon, HBO, Disney Plus, and Apple TV Plus, should cost a combined $21 or so at the most. That's the takeaway from a new Hollywood Reporter Morning Consult report that finds $21 is the optimal sweet spot for customers. Netflix pricing apparently cements in customers' minds how much they're willing to pay and leaves little wiggle room for the company's streaming rivals to come in at higher prices. Now, to get an idea how quickly all of this adds up, consider that Netflix offers a basic plan for $8.99, a standard plan with HD quality video for $12.99, and a premium plan for $15.99, and that provides up to four Ultra HD streams. Meanwhile, Disney Plus is coming to market in November with a $7 monthly plan, while Warner Media's forthcoming HBO Max service is expected to cost at least $17 a month. Apple hasn't revealed yet what its price will be on the upcoming Apple TV Plus service. The new poll finds that consumers, a whopping 90% of you, are paying more than $50 a month for a traditional cable bundle, which helps put into perspective why they're certainly not willing to add much more on top of that in terms of what they pay for streamers. And here's a bit of sobering news. The next recession will likely begin in 2020. That, according to a panel released today of more than 100 real estate economists polled by real estate site Zillow. Half of those surveyed said the next recession will start in 2020, with nearly one in five identifying the third quarter as the likely beginning. Another 35% of experts think the current expansion will end in 2021. Skyler Olson is Zillow's director of economic research and said that housing markets across the country are already heading into a potential correction a solid year before the overall economy is expected to experience the same. He went on to say that the current housing slowdown is in some ways a return to balance that will help increase the resiliency of the housing market when the next recession does arrive. Despite unemployment hitting a 49-year low, plus low interest rates and inflation, people are feeling a bit skittish out there. All of these worries are taking their toll. 78% of adults are losing sleep over work, relationships, retirement, and other worries, according to a study released today by personal finance site Bankrate.com. And get this, over half, 56% of Americans, are lying awake at night worrying about money. All of that brings us to our conversation with Steve Roque Knight, the communications director with the National Poor People's Campaign, which visited Des Moines this week. There is an economic and business reality here, and we'll spell all of that out coming up next.